The Eddie B. Sit Edition, an audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, Bisha'at Tova Muslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen. Today's daf is being said in the Shemot Avram ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna, Ruach Hashem Tehem ben Eden.
If you tell me that a person cannot be Osir, something that's belong to him, my idea Hatat of Afilu Hatat Be'emaname. Why are you limiting it to Hatat Ha'of? Even the case would be also by Hatat Be'emah. Which is any animal. What do you tell me the case of the Ovid 3 is Davka Hatat Ha'of? And you did half the thing, and you're coming to tell me that you're going to be Oved all three. If you tell me in Adam, you cannot be Oseh something. So therefore, even a regular animal, let's talk about regular Hatat. If I'm a regular animal, you're slaughtered, right? Since Hatat belongs to Hashem, correct? Good. So therefore, when you start slaughtering, are you doing Avodah Zarah? No, because it doesn't belong to you. So therefore, you can give me a regular case of Hatat Be'emah, and the Avodah Zarah won't come until the end on the person. The person himself will be over. You're not going to say the animal, but you'll be Hayav 3 Hataot. Why? Number one, you killed the animal. That's Shabbat. Number two, you did it outside the Avodah Zarah. Number three, you did something. You, the guy, you didn't say the animal, because you cannot say somebody else's animal. But you were over Avodah Zarah once you slaughtered the second Siman Leshem Avodah Zarah.
It's not Avodah Zarah for the beginning. It's just
no, it's not another. You can't also say somebody else's animal.
Not about the question about
you are it. Right? The guy himself is of it.
Food was only on Shechitat Chutz. How Shechitat Chutz works.
Correct. So Shechitat Chutz you're going to have because you cannot make it out. You cannot make the animal to be sued.
Right.
The animal does not become a sued. So you slaughter the whole animal. Till the end, it's not considered Avodah Zarah. Because you cannot be or say somebody else's animal. It's Avodah Zarah on the guy. So that's not the guy, not the animal. So therefore, once you're telling me that I cannot be using somebody else's item, why do you have to tell me a strange case? It's an off with a hole in the kind of, and you didn't go all the way, and you made a little nick. I say very simple. You took a regular Hatat Be'emah. Does it belong to you? No. Okay, I start making the Shechita. I cannot say the animal because that doesn't belong to me. Okay, good. Shabbat, I got once I did the second Siman. Shabbat, I get once I did the second Siman. And guess what? Once you slaughter the animal, the Shema Avodah Zarah, although you're not going to be Oseh the animal, you're going to be Oved Avodah Zarah, you're going to have to be three Hataot. So then, why did you have to get such a case? He was just Kevan, the Kanya, the Kapara, Kedive Damya. Oh, the Gemara goes the other way. The Gemara says, since you are buying the animal to get Kapara, because the animal is benefiting you, the Hatat, it's considered like it's yours. Oh, so therefore, since the animal is considered. Now the Gemara is going the other way. The Gemara is saying, now it's considered like it's yours. Oh, so if it's considered like it's yours, you can't say the case is talking about a regular behemoth. Because once it's considered like yours, once you put the knife to it, what's going to happen? It's already, it's yours. It's like it's yours. Once it's yours, you're saying it, Avodah Zarah, immediately. Oh, and if you're not going to get your Shechitah, that's why we had to say the case is talking about an off, that had a hole in it, we just made a little link and all three came some of them. See, even according to the opinion that says, En Adam Oseh Davash Haberoh, you still have to come onto this case, because a regular Hatat belongs to the owner. And since a regular Hatat belongs, if you're talking a regular animal, by the time you put the knife to it, it's yours. You put the knife to it, Avodah Zarah there, no Shechitah Chutz. Why is it considered yours? Because since you're benefiting a kapara out of it, it's considered yours. That's how he gets around the answer. Tashema, the Gemara has a question from Mishnah. Shnaim ohazim besakim v'shohatim neshum echad nekod elu ve'echad neshum davar kashir shanato pesula. Strong question. Amishnah, two guys are holding a knife. According to Rashi, two guys are holding the same knife. And they're slaughtering. One guy's slaughtering for Avodah Zarah, one guy's slaughtering for Stam Kesh, for Stam Kavana. What do we say? The animal's Pesula. Why is the animal's Pesula? The Chaura, it belongs to one of these guys. It belongs to the Uvin. Shimon's having a bad Kavana. And the Uvin's okay. How could Shimon say the Uvin's animal? I thought you just said another Oser Be'matot Shel Chavero. Gemara's answer, Achav Mehaskina, Dita Shutafut Kebegavir Uvin, and Shimon, a part is in the animal, so it's not somebody else's animal. Tashema, Hametameh. But tamei is, let's say somebody has kosher fruit, tahor fruit. You go and touch it, and you make his fruit tamei. Tamei dama. Let's say he has cholin, and you go take your tiruman, you stick it in his cholin item now. Now he can't sell his item for the same amount because cholin can sell for a bigger price because there's more customers. But tiruman can only be sold to kohanim, so you lower it, you cause the guy a damage. So that's midama. For minasech, what do? You take the guy's wine, you pour it for avodah zarah. You say this wine, banah bishogeg patud. You're exempt from paying damages in this case if you did it by mistake. However, bemezid hayav. What do you mean bemizid hayav? I thought you cannot sell somebody else's items. So then we'll take the wine case. You take the guy's wine, you pour it in front of the avodah zarah. You did it on purpose. You have to pay. What do you mean? Why you have to pay? You didn't osir it. Why you have to pay? You weren't osir it. You tell me you cannot osir somebody else's items. So then why should you have to pay? Just tell the guy I did nothing. Okay, but I answered, I can admit the issue to put the guy by his partners on the wine as well. And then was his partners on the wine? So therefore, it's like he's doing it his own. This is a Maharut Tanaim. Oved Kochavim Shinisech Yenot Shisel. Goy came. He took Jewish wine and he made Nisuch. He poured the wine in front of the Avodah Zarah. Shelo Befne Avodat Kochavim. He didn't do it in front of the Avodah Zarah, which means the idol wasn't there. He just took it and he did it somewhere else. So Asaro. It's a Subana'a. Why? Because according to this opinion, you can or say something that belongs to somebody else. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterav, Rabbi Yehuda ben Babama Tirin, or Tom ben Shitei Barim. These two rabbis say it's okay for two reasons. Number one, Yehad Shem and Eschim Yain Elu Fnei Avodat Kriv. Number one, to make Yain Nesik, it's got to be in front of the Avodah Zarah. You don't make Yain Nesik away from the Avodah Zarah. Since this guy poured it away from the idol, it's nothing. Number two, Yehad Shiachon, no man, no, the owners can come along and say, Lo kol em nashit, son yeni lo tzi. You have no right to send my wine against my will. You took my wine and said it. And therefore, what do you see in this opinion? In Adam Oser Davar Sheel Havero. And the first opinion of Masalt, yeah, Adam Oser Davar Sheel Havero. So it is a machloket amongst the Tanaim. Avram Nachman, Rav Avram, Rav Yitzhak Amre. Even according to the opinion that says that you can be osir, they don't hold like that. They hold you cannot be osir somebody else's item. But even according to the opinion that says you can, hanimili kuti, that's only talking by a goy, like this wine case over here, where a goy comes along and takes the Jewish guy's wine and pours it. Oh, then, however, about Israel, it's already coming. But when a Jew does it, he's doing it to make him nervous. Which means when the Jew comes along and he takes the guy's wine and he pours Babada, he knows that he can't do anything. But he wants to needle the guy. The guy's going to get all nervous. Hey, you'll send my wine. You'll send my wine. So, but by a Jew, even the rabbis that say you can or send somebody else's wine, it's only when a goy does it, because the goy means it. Mashiach, when the Jew does it to a Jew, he's just doing it to needle him, to cause him tzad, and therefore they'll agree that the Jew cannot be or say somebody else's item. It means when a Jew comes and takes the wine of another Jew, and says, oh, I poured it to Avodah Zarah, he stops saying it to get the guy nervous. Really, it does not work. Which means his kavanah is really not to do for Avodah Zarah. His kavanah is just to needle him. Therefore, the kavanah is not a kavanah. That's what the kavanah is saying. Tashema, shnayim mochazim besakim b'shoratim b'shum echad mikol elu v'echad. What are you talking about? We assume you have two Jews over here holding the knife. The case of the Mishnah. One guy's having kavanah for Avodah Zarah, and one guy's having kavanah for Kasher. What do we say? Pasul. What are you talking about? Don't we say by Jews? By Jews, we say it doesn't count because they're just fooling around. They're just getting the guy upset. Where we know the guy's a mumar, the other guy holding the knife was a guy that already worshipped Avodah Zarah. He's on the list, you know, already he's a mumar, Avodah Zarah. So therefore he's like a goy. And therefore his kavanah was not just the letzayim, like yes, maybe the guy's kavanah is, yeah, mumar is. That's what it is, a mumar. Tashema, hametameh, hametamah, hametaseh, b'shogeg, patub, mezid chayav. Same case. The guy comes and takes his friend's wine, because he's like a Jew's doing it. Takes his friend's wine, pours it to the Avodah Zarah. What do we say? If he did it on purpose, he has to pay. Why does he have to pay? I thought you said that a Jew to a Jew, he doesn't really mean it. He's just doing it to cause him tzad. The man is giving the same answer. Maybe same mumar, same answer. You know, pour the wine. A guy was blacklisted. He's a mumar guy. He's a Avodah Zarah guy. And therefore, he's not just doing it to needle his friend. He's doing it in order to get him, in order to worship the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's going to be asur. Amadir, avahadirid, rabadir, avashir. Listen to this case over here. You have a Yisrael, not a mumar guy, regular guy, kosher guy, he has a good hazakah and all that stuff over there. He came to slaughter his friend's animal. And he says, you know what, I'm doing this for Avodah Zarah. Okay, So far, so good. Because according to those opinions, no problem, because a Jew to a Jew. Do to a Jew, just try to get the guy nervous.
Right?
Well, that's what Rabbi Amnav said. Even according to the opinion, says you can be osir, it's only going to a Jew. But so far, between the case like this, Reuven standing there, Shimon was saying, I'm slaughtering your animal for Avodah Zarah, I'm so young, and Reuven screaming, no, don't do it. And Shimon was thinking, hey, I'm getting him, look at the kind of nervous he's getting. That's a simple interpretation, that's why we say, he doesn't mean for Avodah Zarah. Now watch what happened, the case gets a little more sophisticated, be a trubo. They say, hey, if you did this over here, you have to know it's asur to worship Avodah Zarah, and we're warning you to witnesses, and if you do that, you're going to be hayab mita, the whole thing. Bekibel ala batra. And the guy says, I accept. Oh, now it's much more serious. Now the guy's not just fooling around anymore. Now the guy got an official warning. The guy accepts. How far do you go? Do you say that the guy's playing theatrics? Give me a warning. I accept the warning. Or do you say, no, once the guy got warned and he accepted the warning, that's it. He's a legitimate guy. The guy's a mu'mad now. The guy. So Gemara says, my amar le, he tira atzmo le mitaka amar, ele kamu bar gadol bise. The guy opened himself up to a death penalty. That's the biggest mu'mad. Which means this guy is no bigger rebel than this. They come to the guy, do you know if you do this, they're going to give you mitat sayif? I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. Whoa, two witnesses now. If the guy, do you have a doubt? You have a question if the guy is malintended over here? Of course he is. The guy's matin himself to a death penalty. Certainly in this case over here, when he makes the shaita, he's not fooling around anymore. He's not doing it to needle the guy. He's doing it in order to do Avodah Zarah. Therefore, in that case, the animal become asur. Comes the next Mishnah. Okay, now we talk about the Ayin case. We had these cases earlier in the Masechet. You're not allowed to do something that people will suspect you by doing it, that it's as if you worshipped Avodah Zarah. So it says, "En shochatin lo netoch yamim." You're not allowed to make shechita directly into the water, where the blood flows into the lake. Yam is an ocean. V'lo netoch neharot. Nor can you shechit directly into the rivers. V'lo netoch kedim, or into a vessel. What's the reason for all these things? If you do it into Yam, they think you're doing it to Sarayam. If you do it into the Nahar, Sara Nahar. And Avodah Zarah to Nahar. And if you do it into a vessel, oh, you're saving the blood in order to do it for some Avodah Zarah item over there. So even though he's not doing it for that, even though he's doing it for convenience, but since it looks like he's doing it for Avodah Zarah, no good. Oh, that's a bit of a gosh. Again, very good question. We don't say Marit Ayin when it's obvious. In a Beit HaMikdash, with a Kohen Gadol, with a Kli Sharet, nobody say, oh, he's doing Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah. But here, the guy's not a Kohen Gadol, the guy's not in the Beit HaMikdash. Now I see a guy, oh, catch the blood. Hey, what is he catching the blood for? Oh, must be part of the cult. He's doing the Avodah Zarah. Oh, so therefore Marit Ayin. Even though the guy's not, the guy's wearing a yarmulke. The guy's a religious guy. But you don't know. Looks like he's, maybe he turned. Comes the Gemara and says, "Aval shochetu netoch uga shel mayim." What's uga? It's a round, around because of the pool.
Pit.
Says here pool. Okay, around pool of water. Why? What's the? Why is that okay? Why is that okay? Nefikas sam shabat mishapa pishen shotim netoch kedim im yesh mayim. If there's water in there, it's okay. Because you're not sprinkling. You ruined the water. You diluted it already. You diluted the blood. Okay, that's good. Ubisvina al gabe kelim. Okay, now, on a boat, how do you make shaita on a boat according to this? You just said you can't make shaita over the water. So it says you can do it al gabe kelim, which means do it over the side of the boat. So you do it over the side of the boat. What happens? The water will drip off the side of the boat into the water. That's okay. Because everybody knows the reason why you're doing it like that is because you don't want to dirty the boat. So then when you know what dirt is in the boat, so then you can go do it over the boat, but don't do it directly into the water. Do it directly into the water, again, you have the problem of maritime. But you do it there, the kelim, on the side of the boat.
On the boat, it should be obvious also.
Which means it should be obvious, that regardless, straight into the water because you're on the boat. If I ask if you never see the shot, me believe lech 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 You take a long keli, you put it over the edge of the boat, and you make the shaita, and the blood flows off the keli into the thing. Back then,
maybe that's what the
tochamim
means. Maybe it means that
that
maybe that's how they would slaughter it to begin with. Would slaughter it on a thing, and
no, tochamim means tochamim. They did it directly. Okay, in this case over here, they give you a din like that. El chuhatin leguma kol ikar. Okay, what does it say over here? Guma no good at all. Which means that was the way of the Abu Dazara. They would make a little hole in the ground, empty hole, and they would slaughter and the blood would collect into the hole. That's azul regardless. Then the Gemara, Abal osi guma betoch beto. Strange Mishnah. You just tell me you can never do it. Then you don't put it in your house, it's okay. Mishnah, she kenes adam the tocha. Guy doesn't want to dirty his kitchen. So he makes the shemitah, he makes a little hole over there, so the blood drains into the guma over there. That's okay. But don't do it in the marketplace. Shelo yehakeh et tzedukim. We don't want you to strengthen the tzedukim. That was the way of the tzedukim. The tzedukim's custom was what? They used to slaughter into these holes over it to save the blood. You're not allowed to act in the ways of the goyim or the tzedukim, and therefore you cannot do it in the shuk. Okay, read the rashi's all in this mishnah. Adam, read all the rashi's mishnah. You're on your own. Netoch yamim.
Netoch yamim. Delo demru b'sara diyama kashahit. Velo netoch hakelim. Shelo yamru mekabel dam na'abodat kohavim hu. Netoch hugah shel mayim. Guma kemo ugiot legifanim.
Like furrows.
Neshon mori. Mishnah achrina netoch ha'ogel.
Okay, like a round hole.
Vihihi. ובספינה יכול לשחוט על גב הכלים, והדם שוטט בתוך הים, שלא ללכלך את הספינה, ולא מחצה כשוחט בתוך ימים. אבל עושה גומה, משמע שוחט בתוכה, ובגמרה פריחה, אמרת אין שוחטים לגומה, את העמד בגומה, משום שהוא חוק הצדוקים, נעבודת כל פעמים.
לא יודעת מה נדרת, שיחקה את הצדוקים,
יחזיק ידיהם בחוקותיהם.
יחקה?
לשום חוק.
אוקיי, כמה זה גמרה זה? אין שוחטים לא לתוך. מה ישנה לתוך ימים דלו? What's the reason why you can't slaughter into the water, into the rivers, into the oceans, דלו? דעמי לסרה דיימה קשחית. לתוך עוגה של מים דמי, so why do they allow you to slaughter into a pool of water? Maybe the people say you're slaughtering to your shadow, your image. The guy looks over to the water, he sees his image, the reflection. There's a type of Avodah Zarah. There's a slaughter to the reflection. So for the same reason that you hoshesh Avodah Zarah into the water, to the yam, so maybe hoshesh Avodah Zarah into the pool of water. Amar Abba Ba'achurim Shadow. We're talking about dirty water where there's no reflection. Look at the Taplashi Lebeboah.
בבואה, פרסוף שלו הנראה במים. העקורים לא מנקר בהו בבואה.
בבואה, נסדי, כמיקן סיימס. נקס גמרה, אין שועתי לגומה. גמרה גם זה פלאט אאוט סטייטמנט. No slaughtering into a ditch. And then what's the next line? But yes, okay. So גמרה says, והאה אמרת אין שועתי לגומה כלל. You tell me אין שועתי כלל. And then you tell me the house. It's okay. אמר הבאיה, רשע בגומה שבשוק. Abiyah says, when it said Enchotim Meguma, that was talking about the marketplace. Oh, let's think about the next question. So therefore, marketplace, you can't do it. But in the house, it's okay. You know why that's okay? Because everybody knows you're not doing it for Avodah Zarah for the Siddukim practice. You're doing it so you don't dirty the kitchen. So you don't dirty the floor. That's Abiyah's first answer. It's in the marketplace. Who cares if the street gets dirty? Nobody cares about the marketplace. So therefore, you can't do it in the marketplace at all under any circumstances. But in the house, it's okay. Now everybody understands why you're doing it. Read Rashi.
ואמרת שוחטים לגומה והדר תמה אבל עושה גומה
כל עיקר
ואפילו בבית תמחסה כמנהג צדוקים.
אוקיי, כאן גמרת says אמר לרבה, רבה says no והמד דקטני שפה ובשוק לא יעשה כן מכלל דרשע לב בשוק הסכינה. When you talk, the Mishnah בפירוש says and בפירוש don't do it in the market. So must mean when it says לא יעשה גומה כלל בגומה, not about the market because the market already was discussed. You can't do it anywhere. Not in the house, and not in the market, and not nowhere. But what? Oh, but if a person wants to keep his garden clean, he wants to keep his hatzer clean, that doesn't get dirty from the blood of the shaita. Makom chutz leguma. Which means make a hole, not direct. Exactly. Let the blood flow into the trickle into the thing. Ubeshuk, don't even do that. Ubeshuk lo yaseken shelo yaraket the tzedukim. In order not to strengthen the tzedukim. Tanya kimatid rabah. Haya me'alik b'spina. The guy is going on a boat. Ve'en lo makom b'spina l'shchot. There's no place on the boat to make the shechita. Which means he doesn't have a hole on the boat or something like that, so the blood can flow. Like I told you, which means let's say he doesn't want to dirty his boat. So let him put the animal over the side of the boat. Let the blood drip on the side of the boat, and the blood will go into the water. Which means, instead of doing it directly into the water, the room of the boat. So you can't collect the blood on the boat. You don't want to dirty the boat. So what should you do? Stick it over the boat, slaughter it. The blood will hit the side of the boat. So it's going from the side of the boat into the water. No problem. The end shochet the guma called ikar. But you cannot store it into the guma directly at all. I don't say that. But if a person wants to clean his, he wants to do it in his backyard, but he doesn't want to dirty the backyard, make a little furrow outside of the guma, and then the blood will flow into the guma. But in the shuk, do not do it at all, even with a furrow. And if you did it, you gotta check him out. Maybe he is a siddukim, which means, according to the maskana of the Gemara, that which the Mishnah that said it's asur to do it in the marketplace, even in a furrow that's going to land in the guma. The reason is because we don't want to strengthen the tzedukim. Because it looks like if shahat betok betol guma mamash asur. According to the maskana, in the house it's going to be asur directly into guma as well. The only thing we're matiting in the house is indirect. In the house, people understand that, but directly, you know, which we're falling off what we said originally. Originally, in the first answer, the Gemara wanted to say, who was answering? That was the answer of Abaye. Abaye initially wanted to say, Habishuk, Habibayit. And Shochatin, that was, we said, you can't use a guma at all. That was in the Shuk. But in the house, in the guma, it's okay. Abaye's logic was, there's nobody dying in the house. Everybody knows why you're doing it in the house. You're doing it for cleanliness purposes. But the second answer says, no. Guma is always asur. You can't even do guma in the house. Why? Because bottom line, that's a goy practice, and it's a sumana Torah. Not a meritain issue. It's a sumana Torah to act in the ways of the tzedukim. Therefore, we don't want you to do it bichlal. I don't care if it's in the house. I don't care anything. That's the way they do it. Oh, shekotchiyesh tam galu de maaseh in mubishu mekavrim. This opinion knows that even if there's a reason, it's still going to be asur. Oh, so what's mutar in the house? Only indirect. Just like you do it in the backyard. Do it indirect. In the marketplace, even indirect, is going to go be asur, because we don't want you to make a strengthening to the tzedukim. What about on the boat? On the boat, if you have no choice, you have to do it into the water. Don't do it directly into the water. Do it on the side of the boat. Let it hit the side of the boat. Well, at least you're showing that you're changing and you're doing it.
This is Behemah. No, off it may be different rules here.
Is that so?
Well, would you think so? Because off you have to bury the blood.
Okay, you need the blood. You need the blood to bury.
Yeah.
Okay, tell you that. Sadiq bidika harab. So the Mefarshim say, "Obi, and therefore, what does Rashi say? She said, 'I bedika harav.'"
She means, "Who never does kohabim? They bedelu bito umiyenu."
Ah, so it's halachot over here. You have to can't eat his bread. It's pat of a goy. You can't drink his wine. It's considered yain of goyim. It's that stuff. You see a guy slaughtering in the public domain into a ditch.
Even a farah.
Or a farah going into a ditch. You gotta suspect that he has tziduki tendencies. Okay, that's that. Okay, so we're beginning the Mishnah. Ashochet l'shem ola, l'shem zevachim, l'shem Hashem talui, l'shem Pesach, l'shem toda, shchitato pesula, v'rabbi Shimon mechshir. So what the guy do? He's slaughtering a regular animal, holim. It's not korban. He slaughters it outside the azara. Well, there's no problem to slaughter it outside the azara. It's holim. But as he's slaughtering it, he says, I'm doing it for the sake of an ola. Or he says, I'm doing it for the sake of a shilamin, or the sake of an Hashem talui, or I'm doing it for the sake of Kurban Pesach, or I'm doing it for the sake of Kurban Todah. So Tanaka Maaseh Shechitato Pesula. Why is Shechitato Pesula? Do we have Rashi over here? Yes. Hashochet, I'm reading the Rashi. Cholin Bahutz. So it's Cholin. No problem to slaughter Cholin Bahutz. Beshem Ola. Since you're allowed to bring a korban ola as a nidr, I can make a nidr hare alai ola, or I can make a nidava harezu ola. I'm allowed to donate or vow an ola. Haroe omer achshavu magdish v'shochatan le'ola v'kadashim bahot mutarim v'gazul baran ale pasul v'chen shlamim. Which means what's going to happen? Marit ayin. Guy's going to see him slaughtering cholin outside. He says, "I'm slaughtering it for shem ola." Guy's going to say, "Oh, probably the guy made a vow." And even though they know this korban is cholin, but they'll say, you know what? He's probably consecrating it now to fulfill his vow, and therefore he's slaughtering cholin outside the azara, and therefore they'll come to slaughter other cholin outside the azara. So the other kadashim outside the azara, and therefore they're gonna make a gezerah on this. Therefore the rabbi said pasul. It is pasul, even though it's not pasul. Really. What did you do? Really, he didn't consecrate it for an olah. All the guy, just by saying hariz olah, he didn't say hariz olah. Just by saying ani shachar l'shem olah doesn't make him an olah. If they consecrate it as an olah, but the people are going to think that it was consecrated, and therefore he's slaughtering things outside the azara, and they're going to come to slaughter outside the azara as well. So it's a marita ayin situation. Again, this applies to things that you donate or you vow, because since I vow, I can consecrate it on the spot. I can consecrate it right now. But this is the Ola, Hareze Ola, or Hareze Benedaba. Look at the next one. Pesula, meaning the Shodas Bulu, you can't eat from the meat.
Can you eat?
No, it's Pesula. No, with the banana. It's Pesula with the banana. Meaning you're not allowed to eat from it. Now, comes the Gemara Mishnah, she says, Hashem Talui, what's Hashem Talui? Ba Asafek Hayuf Karet. When did you bring in Hashem Talui? You had two pieces of meat in front of you. One was chaylev, one was kosher. One was kosher chaylev, one was not kosher chaylev. You ate one of them. You didn't know which one you ate. You ate the kosher one, or you didn't eat the kosher one. So until you find out what you really did, you have to spend it. So you have to bring in Hashem Talui. Kegon, bit hatichot lefana v'achal achat mehen. U'ba'u edim v'amnu achat mehen shel chaylev aita. When does this come out? And one of those pieces of meat over there was chaylev. V'en yadua ez achal. Or ishto v'chotoimu b'bayit. He's with his wife and his sister in the house. Kasabur sheba'al ishto. He thought he was with his wife. V'nehada v'lo yada. And then they got switched. So it could be he was with his sister. So he doesn't know. He doesn't know. The mahar al eze mehem ba. Shayu shteim b'mitad. They were both in the bed, and it was dark and all that. V'hu lo haya yodea. Mevi Hashem talui. Why do you have to be in Hashem talui? Lehagin min hayisurin ad sheyivada lo im hatav v'dai. Maybe hatar. It just depends off the yisurin, because maybe he really committed the sin. If he committed the sin, he's going to get punished. So in order to stave off the punishment temporarily, you bring the Hashem Taluti, you figure out what you did. Once you figure out what you did, then you bring a regular hatar, if indeed he did the avon. That's called Hashem Taluti. Gemara Parich, Behalav Nidar V'Nidavu. The question is over here is, what's the marita ayin in this case over here? You don't make a nidin on this case. Everybody will know, did the guy make a sin or he didn't make a sin? Those sins usually become public knowledge. So therefore, when they see this guy with a cholin animal outside, and he's like, I'm doing this for Hashem Talui, what are they going to think? If they know he didn't make a sin, nobody's going to think that he's consecrating it for Hashem Talui. What's the meaning? V'aroei yodei Hashem l'rav klum. She'en Shem Hashem v'en Shem Hashem v'adu elam kirayam mechoyav. V'hu kala itle. There's a call. When a guy does an avera, there's usually a call. There's usually a rumor out there or talk. So therefore, the Gemara is going to ask, Hashem Talui, what are you worried about? That the guy's going to consecrate Hashem Talui at this point? They know he didn't make a sin. So they know he doesn't mean it when he says Hashem Talui. So what's the gezerah? Oh, if you can slaughter an Hashem Talui outside, they might come to slaughter another animal outside. They know it's an Hashem Talui. By a regular Ola, where I'm allowed to make a Ned, they'll think he just consecrated it right now. Nedaba, he just did it right now. But Hashem Talui, it's depending on the sin. The Gemara says the same thing by Pesach. One of the things is called, it's not Pesach now. So the guy comes in February, brings an animal outside, and English tried to shame Pesach. They know it's not Pesach now. Say, well, what's the money dying in such a case? Comes the Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Mechshir, lo hayish le marit ayin. Very simple. Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't go with marit ayin. And therefore, even if you take an ola, and you go, it's not an ola, it's a chodin. You take it outside the azara, you say, I'm slaughtering this for the sake of ola. Don't worry, no problem. It's chodin. People are going to say, I don't care what people say. He doesn't care about marita ayin. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah, shnayim or hazin b'sakin. We had a similar case. Two guys holding on to the knife. V'shochatim. And they're slaughtering the animal simultaneously. Ehad l'shum, ehad mikol elu, ve'ehad l'shum davar kasher, shvaitato pesula. One guy is slaughtering Shem Cholin, a normal Shemita. The other guy is slaughtering one of these kavanot that we just said. So according to Tanakhama, this is going to be Pasul as well. Even if you have one guy doing it L'Shem Ola, it makes a Marit Ayin, and then what's going to posel it? Hashohet L'Shem Hatat. Now, let's go to the other cases. Now, let's say the guy slaughtered L'Shem Hatat. There's no Marit Ayin on a Hatat. Why? Because everybody knows the guy didn't make a sin, because sins are publicized. So the guy didn't make a sin. So therefore, when they see a guy outside saying, on a chulin animal, oh, I'm doing this for a hatat. nobody's going to think, oh, he made it a hatat now, and therefore you're allowed to slaughter kadashim outside. They know it's not a hatat. They don't even make a sin. L'shem hatat, l'shem Hashem vadai. Hashem vadai is a guaranteed Hashem. He made it a sin. He did a shivu'ah, things like that, l'hayav Hashem. L'shem bechor. Bechor, you have to give it to the Kohen, to the Mizbayah. That's the firstborn that came out. Everybody knows, it is a Bechor, it's not a Bechor. It's not L'shem Bechor, it means L'shem Bechor. Well, if there's a Bechor, they would know about it. L'shem Ma'aseh, L'shem Temura. Temura is where you, let's say, exchange an animal. So the Torah says that V'ayahu utmurato kodesh Shchitato keshera. Why? Look at Ashi. She says, Hashem Badai, Hashem Gizelot. Dainu nishba l'shek l'kfirat mamon. He denied that he owed money. The Beit Din makes him swear. He swore falsely on denying that he owes any money. That's, he has to be a korban Hashem vaday. Hashem me'ilot, Hashem shfharufa, all the Hashemot that we read about. She Hashem to me ba'sefeko karedel, ani Hashem vaday. L'shem bechol Hashem ma'asen midai yadad l'shekenu. L'bechol ma'asen midai yadad mekameh hacheh. Tidu ha'i shatal lad b'nei afushirinu, dinem ha'ashtan kamikachelu. You don't have to sanctify the korban as a bechol. It is a bechol. It is ma'asen. What is it? L'shem ma'asen, l'shem bechol. The people know. You don't sanctify, you don't consecrate a bechol at this moment. It's either a bechol or not a bechol. So therefore no one's going to think, oh, now he's making a bechol. Now he's making a bechol. They're going to say, it's nothing that he's saying. Therefore they're not going to think twice. Then the Mishnah gives a rule. This is the rule. Kol davar shenidar v'nidav. Anything that's vowed, meaning like korban ola or korban shelamim, that you could vow or nidav or can be donated to the Beit HaMikdash, hashochet b'shmo asur. And you slaughter it for that item, it's going to be asur. V'sheinu nidar v'nidav v'shochet b'shmo kasher. But if it's not, I mean, if it cannot be donated or vowed, so then even if you slaughtered for that item, it's kasher because no money tayin. Same logic we just said until now. I have a chulin. I'm slaughtering it for the sake of an ola. What's the guy watching going to think? He just made it an ola now. Because you can always make it an ola now. You can make an idiot. You can make an idava. Oh, and he's slaughtering an ola outside the azara. Oh, tomorrow he's going to come along with a regular ola and slaughter it outside the azara. Money tayin. But an item like bechor. Bechor, when the guy says, I'm slaughtering it for the sake of a, I'll say better, hatat. Hatat comes for a sin. Nashi explains to us, people know if a guy made a sin or not. So when you take an animal outside, I'm slaughtering for the sake of a hatat. What do you mean hatat? The guy has no hatat on his back. And you can't bring a nidr or nidr, like you can consecrate it right now. Either you're hayav a hatat or you're not. And the people will know that you're not hayav a hatat because you didn't make a sin. So therefore, what is he doing, the guy? The guy's stam doing slaughtering a chulin outside the azara. Nobody's going to come along and say, oh, he did a hatat outside the azara. No, it's not a hatat. Or an Hashem badai. Or a bechor. Or these items like this. Because they know. You don't have to say l'shem ma'asir. It is ma'asir. You don't have to be kaddishit l'shem ma'asir l'shem bechor. Bechor is ma'as kiddushah from the beginning. So they know he's just saying nothing. They know he's saying nothing. Why would he say it? Ela stam. It's not, must be, it's not a bechor. If he has to say it's a bechor. Comes the Gemara and begins, Ashochet l'shem ola. Okay. For the sake of an ola. Hashem talui bar nidav v'nidavu. So we said in the Mishnah, one of the cases was Hashem talui. Now Hashem talui, it's not coming as a nidr or a nidava. Hashem talui is a situation. You had like the two pieces of meat on the table. The witnesses came along and said one of them is halev. You don't know which one you ate. So it's Hashem talui. That's a sin situation. That's not a situation where you can come along, I'm going to donate a Hashem talui. So according to this rule over here, there shouldn't be a problem of marit ayin by this Hashem talui. But the Mishnah said, it's a problem. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hamani, Rabbi El-Azari, the Amar, B'tadev Adam Hashem talui b'chol yom. We learned that in Masechet Kiritut, we're going to, but we learned this also in other places. According to the B El-Azad, he holds that a guy can bring an Hashem talui every single day of his life. Why? Because you never know what you did. Every day, what, a guy makes Averot, you don't know if he made the Averot or not. So therefore, it's like it's born as a Nidava. Because every day a guy can bring doesn't have to be known sins. Look at Nashi. Nashi says, Bar Nidav Nidav B'tmiya, B'chol Yom. Every day a guy is in doubt, maybe he made a sin or not, and his heart is bothering him. I thought you only bring an Hashem talui, we have witnesses. Witnesses come along and say, for sure one of those pieces of meat were halev. Over here, it's just the guy himself. So Rashi says, no, there's Anan Sadeh. Anan Sadeh means, it's like there's witnesses, because everybody makes a sin every single day. So therefore, it's almost as if it is witnesses, because it's so presumed that a person is involved in a safek sin, at least. It's a safek, and it's so careful, so hard to be careful in such a 13 mitzvot, meticulously every single day. So it's fair to say, almost as if it's a presumption, that the person that did something, that's like considered like edim. Anan Sadeh is like an automatic built-in edim, and therefore the person can't bring the Hashem Tanui. That's according to the Bin Azad. The Gemara says, okay, you answered me on Hashem tell you, Pesach, Banidah, Benidaru? Zimna Kiviyadeh. What about Pesach? Pesach is his man. So when you see a guy coming in February, bringing a Korban Pesach, Shem Pesach, everybody knows it's not Pesach. So what are they gonna think? So Yavana says, Amar Boshaya, Shani Pesach, Weidma Frashato, Kol Hashana Kula. You can designate Korban Pesach any time of the year. You don't have to designate it on the 14th of Nisan. No, once you designate it, it's Dina Pesach. So therefore, he's taking a Korban Pesach that was designated for Pesach, and he's slaughtering it outside Azara. So the people are going to come along and say, oh, you'll have to slaughter Kadashim outside Azara. They're not going to think that the guy is bringing Korban Pesach, but it's a consecrated animal. So they're going to say, oh, consecrated animals you can bring outside of outside Azara. So the next day he's going to bring a Hatat outside Azara. It can't be consecrated. No, Shiranim is easy. Shiranim can make a Nidr and a Nabah. It's not an easy case. You can always consecrate it on the spot. Look at Rashi. Huil v'afleshato kol hashana. Kol yemot hasharar v'afleshon l'anicho adzmano. You can designate the Korban Pesach all year long. Hilkach hashtan ha-me'am le'hashtam afleish lev. Now he's designated. V'kashayit Pesach v'chal yemot hasharar v'kam the shlamimu. Like you said, all year long, what's the din if you store a Pesach? Becomes a shalamim. So they're going to think, you're storing a shalamim outside of the azara? Oh, that's a problem. When he's eating it. Okay, comes again one as Amar Rabbi Yanai. Shanu Ela Timimim. All this that we say is Marit Ayin, it's also about where the Qurban is shalem, unblemished. However, Amar Malim Umim Meda Yada. Of course, they see the animal has a blemish on it, they know. Oh, well, the guy's doing a Qurban, it's not a Qurban. Wow, but even the blemish, why is it? Sometimes the mum is covered up. Maybe the blemish, the hair of the animal or the wolf is covering the blemish, and then he doesn't make a hiduk, no piduk. Even in the case where the blemish is noticeable, gizara, maybe in the case where the blemish is unnoticeable, and therefore the people are going to say, it's a regular legitimate Qurban. Look at Rashi. That she says, first white line, maybe the mum is going to be covered in the wool or betit, or like there's going to be tar on the animal that's covering it. We said, exactly. This is only talking about where he's really not chayav chatat. But if he's chayav hachatat, the people are going to know that he's chayav hachatat. They know, he gets a rat. You heard so-and-so, he did a mistake. Candidate, there's a call on such a thing. So therefore, if it's known that he made a hachatat, so then maybe the people are going to think that at that moment he's consecrating it as a hachatat and he's slaughtering it. That's right. Again, even though it's cholin, technically it's nothing. When the guy says, I'm doing it for a hachatat, unless he actually consecrates it, it's nothing, but it's money to iron. Just the people know that he committed a sin, so they're going to think that he consecrated and did it outside. This was going to come to that. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo shanu ela." Second line, "Sheenu mechoyav hatat de lo am the inche hashem afish dehatat lam benim lebate." Ma de lo rachulam and dema man dehazis sava mechoyav hatat udahu kala itle. Here you go. Because there's a call when it comes to a person made a sin. Which means that she gives you the logic. He won't cover up on it because he wants to get embarrassed. Which means part of the kapara is that the people are talking, oh yeah, he got by mistake, he did this on Shabbat and all that. So therefore, on shogegs, the guy doesn't cover up what he did. It becomes public knowledge. So therefore, in this case over here, if it is a case where people know that the guy made a chet and he's taking the hatat outside, he's taking the chodin outside and says, you know what? The shem hatat, even though technically it's nothing, because it's really cholin, but the people are going to think he must have consecrated it for the sin that he did, and we heard about it, and therefore the next day they're going to come and bring a regular korban hatan that was consecrated correctly outside. The Gemara said, what are you talking about? V'halo amar l'shem hatati. If he really made a sin, he would have said l'shem hatati. The guy just said the Shem Hatat, the Mishnah's language. The guy takes it outside, I'm still in the Shem Hatat. If it was a real sin, he should have said the Shem Hatati. Amar Rabbi Abu Be'omer the Shem Hatati. That's the case. We said the Shem Hatati. So the Shem Hatati, if he really didn't make a sin, no problem. But if he did make a sin and he said the Shem Hatati for my sin, then already here's a problem. The Shem Timura. Okay, what's Timura? He's saying this animal was a switch for another animal that was consecrated. That's all he's talking about, where he doesn't have an animal at home. So everybody knows there's no timura here, because you have to have another animal to make the switch. Which means, everybody knows the guy's an animal in his house. He's got a zevah, you know, waiting to be brought to the Beit HaMikdash. And then she just got to bring an animal outside the Azara. Okay, I'm slaughtering it l'shem temura. He didn't consecrate it officially. The people are going to think, oh, he must have consecrated it now for temura. Oh, that's a problem, because they're going to think he did the kadashim outside the house. That's only when he has an animal in his house. Gemara asks the same question. He didn't say for my temura zivchi. He just said l'shem temura. Amar Rabbeinu Be'omer l'shem temura zivchi. He said it. He said temura zivchi, meaning for my temura. Then it's going to make a difference if he has an animal in the house or not. Zeh akelal. Okay, now he said give the rule. What was the rule? Anything that's brought as a neder or a nedaba, the hashash is that the people are going to think he consecrated it on the spot, and therefore he's bringing kadashim mahout, and then we have meritayin. So the Gemara says, we have to make a rule for. What is it coming to include? So comes the Gemara and says, it's coming to include a case la'atuye olat nazir. Maze olat nazir, which after the nazir finishes his situation of the nazirut, he has to be korbanot. If he finishes the 30 days, let's say, of nazirut, whatever his name there was, part of the korbanot that he brings is a korban olah. Now, since nazirut can become through a neder, which means a guy accepts the nazirut through it. That's a vow. Hare alai nazir. And therefore, it's going to be hayav a korban. And if a person sees him bring the olah outside of the azara, he's going to think what? That he must have made a neder on the nazirut. And now, I mean, the neder was not now on the korban. The neder was 30 days ago on the nazirut. And this is the korban that comes after the nazirut. Now, even though we learned, when a person slaughters l'shem olah, we said it's pesula, because olah comes by neder u'daba. So this is olah. What do you have to repeat? So it says, now the tema halo nadar, which means the people know that this guy did not make a neder b'nezirut. And therefore, kind of it seems people know if the guy made a neder b'nezirut. And this guy's bringing a korban olah l'nezirut. Why would I think that he has to? Why is the problem? People know the guy that make a neder. No, Eman Nadar b'sinah, because the people are going to say, listen, not every guy makes a neder b'nizirut in public. Maybe the guy made a nizirut 30 days ago b'sinah, and therefore, listen, only in 30 days the guy didn't take a haircut. Nobody really knows if he's a nazir or not. But the people are going to think, you know what? Maybe the guy's really a nazir. How come we didn't hear anything? It's only 30 days, you know, we didn't hear everything. And you can't really tell the guys that we're reading a bit sana'ah. Now what does the guy do? He's outside of the azara, he has an olah, or a chulin, and he says, I'm doing this for my nizirut. Oh, that's a problem. Because the people, that's a problem. Because the people come along and say, maybe he really is a nazir, and therefore this is fulfilling the Quran of the nazir, and now he's consecrating it as an olah, and therefore he's bringing kadashim outside of the azara. Hey! But why would I think he's a nazir? Nobody thinks he's a nazir. It could be accepted a bit of tzina'ah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, olat nazir. Look at Rashi, olat nazir. De'i amareni shu'ed l'shem olat nazir pesula. The man, the hadith of the neder, the daru, he made a neder. The hashtag of the fridge, now he's separating the korban. The shahid of Afakab, the nazin, the davri davu, the neder uba, which means, what are you talking about? What do you have to tell me that case? That's a neder, neder. What is the mishnah to include that case? Next, Rashi, ma'u de tema, leka namash de korba. Nobody's going to suspect anything. The meda, yad'ed, halo nadar. They know he didn't make a neder of the ziru. Kamashwan, the memar, amid dilma, nadar, bitsin'a. Zesh lo shim yom, shustam the zirut. The neighbor's really not going to be able to discern. And then we're going to say, oh, you know, it must have been accepted. Why is he saying, why is he taking an ola outside of the azara or korban and saying, Ishumay Nisirut? One logic is to say, nah, nobody's going to suspect anything because they wouldn't know he's a nazir. He wants to know, they wouldn't know it. Even though he doesn't have any telltale signs and all that, the people will think, he maybe made the Nizirut 30 days ago, he did it in his house, nobody knows about it. Now, isn't it coincidental? He's thinking of Korban, saying this was for Nizirut. Could be he consecrated it, and therefore you'll have to bring Cholin, Kadashim outside the Azara. That's what the Zach class is coming to tell me. That even a Neder of Nizirut, that you have to be suspected. Why do you have to suspect it? Nobody knows about it. Nobody's going to suspect it. You're all going to suspect it. Maybe he did a bit v'she'enu nidar v'nidav. Then the Mishnah said the other side. And any item that's not nidar v'nidav, any item that's not vowed or donated, is kasher. La'atuye olat yodedet. What's that case? When a lady gives birth. After she gives birth, one of the things she has to bring is what? A korban olah. Which means everybody knows that that ola, you're not allowed to, you don't vow it, you don't make a donation. Ela's coming to teach me the ola of the yoledet. Okay, that's she, ola yoledet. She'im amar l'shem ola yoledet b'furush k'da b'da yadeh da'ash talon adala. Which means, if the let's say the guy goes outside and he takes the ola, I'm doing this for ola yoledet. So in that case over there, it's kishera. Because everybody will know that this item over here, there's no money to iron in such a case. Because, for sure, you can only bring an ola if you are obligated to bring an ola. If you're not obligated to bring an ola, you're not going to be hayab. So therefore what? The shahidah's kishra, because everybody knows you cannot make an end in this case over there. So therefore, what are they going to suspect? That, oh, he must be consecrating it now? You know, you can't consecrate it now. All that of a yoled can only come if it really happened, and can they know it didn't happen? So therefore, when the guy goes out, so, oh, he takes chulin animal. All that yoled, it wasn't all that yoled. No, all that yoled over here. You keep making all that yoled. That's all that yoled that really happened. Good. That's what's kasher. There's nobody dying situation over there. Unless his wife was pregnant and she gave birth and they did it, and of course then they have a problem. Amar bin Azar, Loshanu Ela, here you go. Ela she'en lo isha. He's not married. Aval yesh lo isha. But if he's married, Emal lishma hu osa. Maybe, what do they know? He has a wife. Maybe she did give birth. And maybe when the guy's doing this, the shem olat this, maybe he consecrated it, even though it means nothing. Which means, really, he sorted a chodin item. He just said, oh, that's your lady. That doesn't do anything. But they're going to think he must have consecrated because his wife gave birth. And you can slaughter Kadashim outside the Azara. And they're going to come to other things. So that's Rabbi Elazar's Hadush. It's only talking about no problem when he doesn't have a wife. So nobody's going to think twice. But if he has a wife, Kadashim. Yeah, look, I'm on the Shem Olat Ishti. Same question. He didn't say, I'm bringing this for my wife. He just said, the Shem Olat your lady. I'm on Rabbi Abu Be'omer, the Shem Olat Ishti. He said, the Shem Olat Ishti. Okay, look at that. I'll give us a pshita. It was a pashut, which means, what was the real situation? If a guy has a wife, and the guy comes along with a chodin animal outside the azara, and he says l'shem olat ishti, of course there's a maritain over here, because the people are going to think his wife gave birth, and now he must have consecrated this animal before, and now they're slaughtering it outside the azara. They're going to come to slaughter other animals outside the azara, which means it's pashut. Rabbi Yehuda, what is your chidush? Says, I'll tell you, my chidush is ma'od etema imita diyalda kala havele. Exactly. If she gave birth, people would have known about it. Right. Usually, when a lady gives birth, You hear about it. And therefore, if we didn't hear about it, maybe there's nobody dying over here. Because people are going to know she didn't really give birth. And therefore, when the guy's slaughtering it outside and says, oh, not your land, even for Ishti, it's nothing. And therefore, really, the animal's holin. Therefore, they're going to know it's not a legitimate item. Kamash malan, emar apule apil. They're going to come along and say that maybe she had a miscarriage. Miscarriages, you don't publicize. But what? You still have to be a Qurban Wallah. Yeah. So therefore, since the what are they going to think? Rabbi Azar is saying a big hentush. As long as he has a wife, guy comes, takes an animal outside the Azara, Leshem Yoledet Ishti.
Yoledet is miscarriage.
Yoledet, she gave birth to a stillborn. She gave birth to a miscarriage. Not high. Yoledet. Oh, so what are the people going to think over there? Must be his wife gave birth. Ah, we would have heard about it. Well, you wouldn't have heard about a miscarriage. Ah, must be a miscarriage. And what did the guy do over here? So must be this was consecrated from before. But really, it's a Kodesh. And he's bringing it outside the Azara, and he's storming Kodesh outside the Azara. And he said it. Oh, Kamash Ma'alan over there. That what? That in this case over here, that when a person brings an Ola, if his wife is indeed, if he's really married, it'll be a problem of Marit Ayin. It will be a problem of Marit Ayin, because the people are going to think that he's bringing Kadashim outside Azara. Now what's the guy do tomorrow? Hey, if he brought a Kadashim outside Azara, I have a Hattat also, I'll sort it outside Azara. Hey buddy, what are you doing? Hey, this guy yesterday brought his wife's Korban outside Azara. Ah, so then what's the situation of Marit Ayin? Adran Alach HaShochet.